You brought hither these men which are neither robbers of churches nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them implead one another. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, that there be no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. Here is a man who knew enough of the Roman law that in the midst of that confusion, he got to speak to the people and he laid the Roman law on them. And he got them to cool enough that he broke up the mob. We need in our nation today men and women that will come back to the Constitution of these, our United States, and speak up. We need men and women who will come back to the integrity and accuracy of God's Word and teach it like it is. The adversary is as sincere in his attacks as you could possibly be sincere with the greatness of God's Word. Sincerity is no guarantee for truth. Religion is no guarantee for truth. I have some things before me that were written in The Way magazine that I'd like to sort of bring to your attention again. As I said earlier, perhaps at no time has the destiny of so many been laid in the right believing of so few. The Statue of Liberty in these, our United States, stands majestically in the New York Harbor, but it stands silently, and it proclaims to every person who wills to know, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift the lamp beside the golden door. That was written by Way Productions. Once America was the golden door to a new and inspiring way of life for the tired and the tempest-tossed, for those huddled masses yearning to be free. America, America was on the lips of millions, and the millions came, beginning with the Pilgrims. They brought with them the positive conviction that a bright new land and a bright new life awaited them where they could raise their children in freedom's light. The tide of optimism swelled until in 1776, a group of resolute representatives of the American colonies claimed the protection of divine providence, pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, and they drafted that Declaration of Independence. And since that time, America has become a melting pot of nationalities and cultures, industrious people building and believing together, fired by an unshakable conviction in the God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now that once positive tide of believing has begun to wane, our nation has never before known such national confusion. Seeds of discontent and doubt have sprouted into weeds of discouragement and negative believing. A recent national opinion poll indicated that the American people have never felt so helpless in the face of a future seemingly so hopeless. Once America was one nation, indivisible under God. Today we are divided. discouraged and caught up in an evil dilemma, which way to turn for direction. We've got to teach the Word, move the Word. The Word and nothing but the Word. But the Word right now, not 10 years from now. You and I who have been born again by His Word and who know this Word have just got to hold it forth with all boldness and with all love. That's the only way America is ever going to hear it. The only way others can muster the believing to declare their own independence from the powers of darkness and fear that have settled upon this country. And it's the only way we can keep our country from going down the drain. We have been appointed and commissioned by God to carry the light of His Word to a nation desperately in need. Even as Paul in his day carried the light of the Word of God to a nation or nations who were desperately in need. I believe that if we will stand together as a family in one spirit, with one mind, with one hand in the hand of God, holding forth the Word of life like it's never been held before, we can move this Word across America. I believe with all my heart that unless our country comes back to the integrity and accuracy of God's Word, we are going to continue to have an increase in the problems with which we are presently surrounded and engulfed. Our times are such that our nation, from the president on down, desperately needs the truth of God's Word for renewed purpose and direction. George Washington once said, perhaps with unknowing depth of wisdom, it is impossible, listen to this carefully, it's impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. The heart of America still cries for the healing love and guiding light of God's Word, but only the accuracy of the Word can free this nation from the gloom cast upon her by the powers of the darkness of this world. The Word of God says that it's truth that sets men and women free, not philosophy, not tradition, not religion. Religion will always let you down. The Word of God, rightly divided, will never let you down. Religion and all the rest will come and go with the times, but this Word of God's going to live and abide how long? Forever. That's right. More than 200 years ago, a man by the name of Francis Scott Key gazed through the dawn, breaking upon the harbor at Baltimore. And he was hoping to see the stars and stripes still waving above Fort McHenry. And he penned these words. Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Once again, America stands at the crossroads of her destiny. Through the decades, God has shed His grace upon us because a few truly loved Him and carried His Word in their hearts. I have been driven to my knees, Abraham Lincoln confided to friends, by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere to go. My own wisdom and that of all about me seemed insufficient for the day. Unless our nation comes back to its right mind, and that can only happen when the accuracy of God's Word lives and prevails, our generation may be witnessing the last gleam of America's twilight. Let us pray that what so proudly we hailed does not fade away into what Daniel Webster called profound obscurity. If America is to continue to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, if we, the American people, are to look beyond 1976 with any hope for our future and for our freedom as a nation, then we've got to come back to the accuracy and to the integrity of God's word. And yet, from a more accurate viewpoint, we who are followers of the way seek not to carry America back to what she once knew, but to lead her into the healing light of the one true God, whom she has never realized to all of its fullness. Richard Jacob of Indiana penned this little poem to me, and I want to share it with you. The title is, Oh, That America Might Bloom Again. What once so proudly stood, America the beautiful, one nation under God, indivisible, the land of the free, home of the brave, with liberty and justice for all, our country, now troubled and confused, with her torch of liberty, commanding respect from all who see, what hope she gave in the darkest nights, with her torch in hand, standing up for what is right, willing to pay the price, ready to win each fight. Oh, that America might bloom again. Oh, that she might open her heart, yearning to know her one true God and the sacred secrets of his will. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 33, verse 12. And happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 144, 15. We are lifting the lamp beside the golden door. We are lighting the way for the USA. We are moving the word over the world. As I began this evening, I would like to say for the third and final time to not only this group gathered here at International tonight, but to all of our peoples around these, our United States. Perhaps at no time has the destiny of so many been laid in the right believing of so few. Can you be counted among those few?